This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Deadly tornadoes.
This is nothing I've ever been through and nothing I want to go through again.
Fed move on interest rates.
We're seeing the pace of inflation decelerating.
10 years after a national tragedy.
Sandy Hook School, they're still running, they're still shooting.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. There are blizzard warnings in 6 states and at least 2 deaths in parts of the South blitzed by tornadoes. CBS's Elise Preston has more on the rough weather that's impacted so much of the country.
We just survived a tornado, bro. This is my house. It's gone.
A deadly tornado devastated the community near Four Forks, Louisiana, late Tuesday.
Watched it pick my truck trailer up and throw it into there. I was standing on the back porch when it came right through here.
And tearing through dozens of homes.
We got in the shower. Roof was gone.
Police say that a tornado killed a mother and child who were discovered near debris hours after the twister left the area unrecognizable. Further north, nearly 25 people were injured when a twister leveled a neighborhood in Farmerville, Louisiana.
Tornado!
Heavy rain, strong winds, and at least 9 confirmed tornadoes swept across the South.
Now, the latest on the crush of migrants at the southern border. CBS's Lily Luciano reports on the chaotic situation.
Here in El Paso, shelters are full, and local authorities are asking the Biden administration and Congress for emergency funds to manage the crisis, as well as an emergency federal shelter, so people are not left to sleep at the airport or at bus stops, or worse, eventually out on the streets.
Overseas, what's thought to be a small migrant ship is in trouble in the English Channel. Helicopters and lifeboats from the UK dispatched. Dozens have been rescued, but officials report 4 deaths. In Ukraine, Russian attacks have damaged at least 5 buildings in the capital, Kyiv. Ukraine says it shot down 13 Russian drones. The U.S. is considering sending Patriot air defense missiles to Kyiv. And there's word a U.S. citizen was among dozens of detainees Russia turned over in a prisoner exchange with Ukraine. The U.S. is expected to file an extradition request soon for former FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried. He was arrested this week and is now held in the Bahamas. U.S. attorney Damian Williams says he faces multiple criminal counts tied to the crypto company's implosion.
Bankman-Fried and his co-conspirators stole billions of dollars from FTX customers. He used that money for his personal benefit, including to make personal investments and to cover expenses and debts of his hedge fund, Alameda Research.
Federal Reserve policymakers are set to raise interest rates again today, but a smaller half-point increase is likely, and it's expected to signal more hikes will come next year. Despite signs of easing inflation, many people are still struggling to make ends meet with food and housing costs way up. CBS's Janet Shamlian says that includes a growing number of military families.
Army Private Gypsy Jones is used to military lineups, but this one is at a pantry for people in need of food.
Yes, please.
Jones is a single mom.
I have 3 daughters.
Whose military paycheck doesn't cover her house payment, utility bills.
Thank you.
Clothing for her daughters, and groceries.
Y'all are fantastic. Thank you.
The Food Care Center in Killeen, Texas, home to Fort Hood, is one of several pantries Jones frequents.
Right there.
Raymond Cockrell runs it and sees more uniforms than ever before.
5 years ago when I started, we had about 600 military families come through our door. Our most recent year that just ended, we had almost 2,000 families come through our doors.
Pantries face their own hurdles. A dollar donated used to cover 7 meals here. With inflation, now just 6. Jones says while some soldiers won't come here out of shame.
Thank you. Appreciate you for your support.
For her, there's no dishonor.
There's nothing wrong with seeking help when you need it.
Serving those who serve. Janet Shamlian, CBS News, Killeen, Texas.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Today's the shipping deadline if you want to get something somewhere by Christmas. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has more on the situation with just 11 shopping days left.
That is the sound of the holidays. Plane after plane touching down at the FedEx Mega Hub in Memphis, each carrying around 20,000 packages. We're on the tarmac with Senior Operations Manager Walter Kirkemind.
Some of these gifts are highly personal, and really the brand is on the line.
Over the course of the day, about 2.4 million packages pass through here. They're sorted via 44 miles of conveyor belts before being loaded onto another set of planes bound for their final destinations. All in about 3 hours.
For the excess capacity that Santa doesn't have on the sleigh, we're helping drop it off with our purple-tailed airplanes.
Overnight, the Memphis airport turns into one of the busiest airfields in the world. About 250 flights come and go every 24 hours. Before sunrise, packages are loaded into delivery vans headed for you.
10 years ago today, the unthinkable, the mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. CBS's Steve Futterman covered the story and takes us back.
It began as a normal Friday when suddenly everything changed.
Shortly after 9:30 this morning, Newtown Police Department received a call for help.
This Sandy Hook teacher knew immediately something was very wrong.
I heard pop, 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 and it sounded like gunshots.
Children were instructed by their teachers.
I was, like, afraid when we had to go to our cubbies.
It was beyond anyone's worst nightmare.
There were 18 children that were pronounced dead at the school.
Eventually, 20 children and 6 adults would die. There was instant shock.
I don't understand how somebody could hurt innocent children. I just don't get that.
There were vigils to remember the victims.
Anna Marquez Green.
And this parent whose child survived posed the question many were asking.
I don't know if you could get back to normal after this.
For the Sandy Hook survivors, the emotions are still raw. Jackie Haggerty is now 17.
The last 10 years have not been easy.
And today in Newtown, there will be commemorations.
Well, listen closely now. Some sounds from Mars. NASA rover captured it when a whirling tower of red dust passed overhead, similar to dust devils seen and heard on Earth, but quieter since the thin atmosphere makes for a more muted sound and less forceful wind.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
A bald eagle that was shot has died, and investigators want answers.
The Wisconsin Humane Society Wildlife Rehabilitation Center in Milwaukee says the male eagle died during a complex and specialized surgery. They say lengthy CPR was even performed on the bird. Angela Speed is with the Wisconsin Humane Society.
In southeastern Wisconsin, this is the third similar type event that we are aware of with bald eagles suspected to have been shot. It is just absolutely disheartening.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is investigating the latest shooting. Eagles and their nests are federally protected. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
In Southern California, the mountain lion, known as P-22, has roamed the hills for decades, gaining a measure of local fame. But now the animal has been found malnourished and injured and may have to be euthanized. State officials believe P-22 may have been hit by a car. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.